I want to talk about something a little bit different just for a moment here, all right? Just for a moment. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac. Now, you may think that, you know, you don't need to take it too seriously, but I'm telling you something here. I'm telling you something here because it's important. The Old Farmer's Almanac was dead on way back when. That's how it became so famous. That's how it became so famous. And when they've got some predictions for this year's winter. Now, I know you're not thinking about winter quite yet, but I'm just going to go ahead and shock you right into reality. Winter's coming. Climate change will not save you from winter, just so you know. How much snow will you get? How cold will it be? Well, according to the extended forecast, there are going to be several significant winter weather situations in 2022 and 23. Now, I could have said that. Anybody could have said that, right? I get it. Even Joe Biden could figure that. Yeah, okay. The first week of January in the Rockies and across the Great Plains, heavy snow reaching far south into Texas and Oklahoma, followed by a sweep of bitterly cold air. And then late January, I don't know. They have a proprietary formula, by the way. Does the Old Farmer's Almanac. They have a proprietary way that they come up with their forecasts, and sometimes they're really on it. So beginning January the 16th, 2023, and lasting for a week or more, a red flag for bouts of heavy rain and snow across the eastern two-thirds of the country, followed by what could be one of the coldest outbreaks we've seen in years, maybe decades. Try 40 degrees below zero. Actual air. The 22-23 storm track in the eastern half of the country running from the western Gulf to the northeast across the Virginias and across the interior of New York State, New England. And areas south of the track, much of the southeast, will see frequent storms, cold rain, wet snow, sleet, ice, freezing rain, as well as cold temperatures. The I-95 corridor will be included in this mix. But in the north central states, like where I live, a lot of snow this winter, they say. Plenty of snow for winter enthusiasts. Maybe even time for a white Christmas. How cold will it be again? Frigid temperatures, especially in the north central region, where readers will certainly be shaking and shivering. It says the entire Great Lakes region, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, parts of West Virginia and Western Pennsylvania, unseasonably cold and heavy snow. We could have a whale of a winter. The Upper Great Plains, Montana, Wyoming, the Dakotas, glacial, they say. Glacial. A cold December, a very cold January. Is it true? Heck, I don't know. Extra flannel, it says. You need extra flannel. Well, if you do, GoMuskOx.com, the place to find American flannel. GoMuskOx.com. MuskOx is an American company. They give to actual muskox in Alaska every time you spend $100. They send $10 to the wildlife. Yes, they do. Crazy, but true. So extra flannel necessary. If you're going to get flannel, you might as well go ahead and get the best. The vernal equinox will expect a lion-like March. There you have it. The Old Farmer's Almanac. True? Not true? Heck, I don't know. Could use the moisture in some places, that's for sure. Lake Mead and some other places could sure use a lot of water, so you've got that going on, right? Right. Got that going on. So we'll see what happens with the weather. Meanwhile, I was going to tell you about this Senator Bennett. He is a vulnerable, and I bring this another outdoor story for you a little bit. Senator Bennett, Michael Bennett, state of Colorado. He's vulnerable. I've been telling you that for a while. Well, he went out and did a brand new ad showing him fishing like he's an outdoorsman. But Senator Bennett really isn't an outdoorsman. And his opponent, Joe O'Day, said, dude, you bought a one-day fishing license long enough to go film a television commercial. That's it. He's seeking to appeal to the outdoorsy working class Americans ahead of the midterms in the new ad, Real Focused, R-E-E-L, Focused. But then Axios, who should be on his side, reported that Bennett bought a 24-hour fishing license just for the day of filming. That's it. According to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website, there are several options for residents. 1 day, 5 day, and annual. Everybody buys an annual that fishes. I have an annual for decades. An annual hunting license, an annual fishing license. You just buy, unless the only time you buy shorter licenses is if you're a tourist someplace. So he's not a real Coloradan. He's a tourist stopping in from D.C. to promote his campaign is Michael Bennett. He's a fraud. He's a fraud. The second nature theme TV ad from the Bennett for Colorado campaign. Yeah. Anyhow, he's not responding to questions about his fish tail. Because that's what it is, a fish tail. Right? All right. If you're ready to lose weight and feel good about yourself, eating fish is a good idea. High protein, low calories. And going to GruberHealth.com is a better idea. You'll find out about My Pure Health Solutions and ways they can help you lose weight with a custom plan just for you. Not my plan for you, a custom plan from them for you, right? That's what they have for you. My Pure Health Solutions, you can find them at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Get rolling. And also, don't forget SteveGruber.com. Greatly appreciate you supporting that website. And if you're in Michigan, man, I found this great new website for news. MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com. Great stuff. I'll share some stories from that website, in fact, at the top of the next hour. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.